This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Ice Girl here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. That's right. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening live, etc., etc. You're awesome. So you guys, this is an amazing, amazing show that we're about to bring to you. I had the honor and privilege of being asked to be on the Biggest Problem in the Universe podcast last week, which is amazing because that show is huge, huge, huge. My show's big. That show's huge. Seriously, an amazing show. They've got millions of downloads. They've been around for a long time. One of the hosts' names is Maddox. I've known him for a little bit now, and he was like, Aaron, Dating Advice Girl, how come you haven't been on my show yet? Come on the show. So I went on the show. If you did hear it, I did promote it. It's on my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. It was a very lively chat with a bunch of dudes about dating and sex and stuff. And I was really happy to be there that they invited me and treated me with a lot of respect, and I held my own, and there was some raunchy parts in that show. But you know what? Fun, raunchy, and again, I like to hold my own with the guys. So it was a good time. Again, check it out on their website, thebiggestproblemintheuniverse.com, or on my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. Yay! So to jump in to just tie all of this together, I asked Maddox if he would do a Periscope with me, because those of you who do follow what I do, I'm really getting into the whole Periscoping thing. I'm loving it. And so I asked him if he would do a quick Periscope interview with me. So he obliged, and I told him I'd use it on my show. So today I will be playing our interview from last week. Me and Maddox, host of the Biggest Problem in the Universe podcast, on this show. So it's about 15, 20 minutes, but it's really good. We talk about who should pay on a date in heterosexual relationships. We talk about, is dating just a numbers game? We talk about, why are there so many guys and girls who say there aren't any single guys and girls out there? Meanwhile, we know a ton of single guys and girls. Like, why are these single guys and girls not meeting each other? We talk about all of this stuff. It's very, very lively and fantastic. So I'm gonna play that audio in just a sec. And at the end, I'll be coming back in the studio here live with you and me. And I will be starting a new segment. I haven't named it yet, but basically, the segment is basically, I asked couples that I know and couples that I don't know, basically couples around Los Angeles and beyond, to share the story of how they met their partner, spouse, wife, husband, whatever. And if it's a cute story, I'd read it to you on the air, because again, I just feel like there's so many singles who are just hopeless right now. Like, just, you know, dating has bumped up 1,000% in terms of speed, in terms of going away from like courtship and chivalry and that kind of a thing. And I just want to remind you singles that it is not impossible. Don't lose hope. There are couples who are very happy that met in really cute ways. And so I've got a lot of stories. I got like 100 stories to share with you guys that people have mailed to me, emailed to me, etc. And so I'll be reading a quick one at the end of this show because it's just a great story and really hilarious. And again, just to give you hope that you can still find someone who's on the same page with you, who wants to date you, enthusiastically wants to say yes to dating you, all right? Okay, so we're going to jump right into the interview now. Oh, by the way, again, my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. I'm on Twitter at datingadvicegrl, so no the and no I in the word girl. Same with Instagram, at datingadvicegrl. I'm on Periscope, the Dating Advice Girl on Periscope. Facebook.com/thedatingadvicegirl. I'm on a bunch of stuff. Find me, Google search me, you'll find me. Okay, so without further ado, here is Maddox and I, Maddox from the Biggest Problem in the Universe podcast, and I talking about dating and single and who pays and why are there no single people out there, which there really are. Here we go. But if you're not at a bar, I know so many single girls who are like, oh, and it's just a bunch of single girls out at, like, I don't know, the Grove or, like, brunch.
Okay, where are all these, where are these, like, enclaves of single women?
Brunching. Or at game nights at somebody's house.
Oh, yeah, that's true, game nights. it's so hard to get into.
Everyone needs to just get out of the house. I think that's the point. But together, because guys are out of bars and girls are out of brunches, so there's got to be some communal brunch game night.
So this guy here, though, says that it's a numbers game, right?
Yes.
Who's this guy?
This is the guy. I think this is the guy who wrote Freakonomics.
John Berger. He's the author of this book, right?
Called Datanomics.
Datanomics. And he thinks that dating's a numbers game. I think it can be for chumps. Dating is a numbers game. Like, I mean, everything's a numbers game if you suck at it. Like, yeah, of course, I agree. The odds are going to be in your favor the more you try something, that one of those tries will be successful. But don't you want to improve those odds? Don't you want to be more successful?
Don't you want to?
Right. You could, like, it's like improv. I had an improv coach a long time ago who said that he's been doing improv for like 20 years.
Yes.
And his goal on stage is to suck less. Every single time he does it, he just wants to make a show that's not completely garbage.
That's an amazing goal. And I think we all should strive for that completely. Somebody asked before, I want to date more than one person. Does that mean I'm polyamorous? In theory, yes, it does mean that. I don't want to get into all the definitions, but really, polyamory is poly meaning many, and amorous meaning loves. So many loves, dating many people, loving many people, having a relationship with many people. So if that is what you want and you know it, because a lot of people either don't admit it to themselves or are afraid or shame is going to be attached, so they don't want to admit it. But if you know you want to date more than one person, then you probably are more polyamorous than monogamous.
Bernard just said he dated somebody, a girl, mm-hmm. who fell in love with her who had borderline personality disorder. I've actually dealt with that. It's really tough.
Know when you were dating him, or you found out afterwards, and that's why things were a little crazy?
I found out afterwards, and
wow.
And it was like that moment in the movie Fight Club where you have that flashback moment. It was a tough and tumultuous relationship, but you can make it work if you have patience and you can work things out. Like, it's not the end of the world. Found out after two.
That's really tough. And especially at that point, I mean, no matter how long the relationship is gone, you develop some sort of feelings and, like, you know, loyalty and all these things. But, my gosh, that's tough. I don't even know what to say about that, honestly. Like, wow.
Yeah, if you can soldier through it, then you have amazing coping mechanisms enabled, and you're able to de-escalate. That's the number one thing, is to be able to read somebody and know how to deflate and de-escalate.
I mean, that sounds like, that's like therapy talk. Like, therapist talk. I mean, that's like a whole skill.
Yeah.
You have to really want to be there for that person, because that's a lot. Though I was the most, oh, man, in my area, creepy. I have guys, I don't even know. Ask my address. Okay, well, here's the deal. There's always going to be creepsters. Online, in bars, your friends hook you up with someone who's creepy and crazy. So it's up to you. This is really great. It's up to you to be like, ooh, that's too creepy for me. I'm going to say no. What we end up doing, this is a little dating advice here for you. What we end up doing is ignoring our instinct and being like, oh, I'm so flattered that person's creepy, but you know what? I'm still going to give them my number. So go with your creepy instinct and say, just say no. Just say no if it's creepy for you. Because for someone else, that might not be creepy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, there's different levels of tolerance that people have. Thanks for your kind words, Maddox. Yeah, you seem a little heartbroken, bro.
Oh,
you seem
no,
a little
no.
heartbroken. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's if it's a recent thing, there's some great breakup books you could check out.
Good for you.
I say no all the time.
That's
once dated a girl with Asperger's.
Wow.
That's interesting.
No, but you know what? I feel like now is the time. 2015. There's a lot of different quote unquote disorders or certain things that people have. Like everyone's got ADHD, right? I mean, it's just like a thing. I mean, listen to how fast I talk, right? I'm not clinically diagnosed, but you see what's happening.
They're also diagnosing you with, like, too much coffee. That's what they're saying. Or that you like coffee. That's what it is.
And I know, but I don't even drink coffee. Oh, my God.
No coffee over here.
Natural energy.
This side of the room, right here. This side over here. I'm alive right now is coffee.
And you're, like, the most mellow ever, which is hilarious. Okay, so is it a numbers game? I think you kind of said it best. Everything can be. You play the numbers, you know, the more people you, I feel like there's a baseball analogy here, you know, the more people you go out with or meet, the more chances are likely that you're going to find someone interesting, because it's just like you're meeting a lot of people, you're out there and about, you're putting yourself out there to be available for people, and then you're going to meet someone. It's just numbers. Having said that, I do feel like there is a statistic that says there are more single women than men in the U.S., so I don't know what to say about that.
It's
be the best you can
be
and you'll be the selected chosen one.
Yeah, be the best version of yourself. People, here's the advice I have to give you.
Give it.
People always say, be yourself during dates. I think that's garbage. Garbage advice. Don't be yourself. I think you should be the best version of yourself. Because
Yes. Being
yourself, you could like be sitting home with barbecue stains on your shirt. No one wants that. Come on.
But is that the best version of yourself?
No,
with barbecue stains?
That's just, like, some people say, well, that's just who I am, so deal with it.
It's good to be the side man. Oh, that's interesting.
Someone earlier said, too, that they dated the kleptomaniac because their heart was stolen.
Oh, cheesy. That was pretty good. But no, I agree. Be the best version of yourself, and then you're going to be winning.
Right.
Now, listen, most single people I know aren't 100% happy all the time with their single status. Meaning there's times when you're lonely. There's times when you're like, oh, gosh, I'm not meeting people who, you know, I feel like are the best fit for me, whatever. But the thing is, if you're your best self, you are going to attract a higher level of person. Because you've done the work on yourself. You're aware of yourself, you know, and you're trying to better yourself. Who doesn't want to be around someone like that, right? Is this chick here single? Yes, the chick here is single. Yes, that's true. Say that again.
You have Maddox.
Someone asked if I'm single. I am single. Then someone else said something about, I don't know. If I'm not single, then what should I take away from this broadcast? So she said, how to get a girlfriend? Doctor said, no more wrist pains.
Okay, by the way, if you can't tell, we're going through this on Periscope, so that's why it sounds a little crazy at times, because we're actually reading questions from people. We're reading questions from people live. So here we go. Back to the Periscope interview.
His hair in a bun. That way, he probably has gotten some dates through his Instagram from that. So if you did something in those realms, you probably could get dates. But do you really want dates just based on your physical? Shouldn't
yes.
it be deeper?
The answer is yes. No,
it's totally.
No, here's the thing. It's totally possible to pick up girls on Periscope. You can't go to them and creep them out. You have to be the cool person.
Yes.
You get on there, you make them an entertaining show, and you show them your personality. Because at the end of the day, if you go to a bar, it's just the same as Periscope. You can be on Periscope, you can be in a bar.
Yes.
Nobody knows how interesting or clever or funny or witty you are.
Yes.
So showcase that.
Showcase it.
And then they'll reach out to you.
Yes. When you go on a date, does the guy ever get a chance to talk? Yes, he does. Listen, this is why you and I would never go on a date, because I obviously am too talkative for you.
Yeah.
Some of the guys I go out with actually really like it, but I do know that I do realize I talk a lot. This is what I do for a living. I also forgot to mention that I have a radio show. And so I talk a lot for a living. This is what I do.
She and I both, by the way. What I've noticed after having done a podcast is you tend to feel the air. You tend to have another thing prepared to say and another comment. What did you read?
He says friend zone.
Friend zone, man.
No, I do, but don't you think because of what we do, leaving to play Metal Gear. Okay, have fun. Bye. So did you, because of what we do, I feel like we always do have to think on our feet. And we're always thinking about the next thing we have to say. Sometimes it's hard to listen, but I think we were both doing a pretty good job at that so far, the balancing the two.
Yeah, it totally matters. Like, here's the thing. I've been on dates before where the girl gave me nothing. And
yes,
the
worst.
I can carry both sides of a conversation.
Oh, but
it
come
is
on.
Awful. It is work.
Exactly.
I don't want to do all the heavy lifting. Look, I'm an interesting person. I can talk to myself all day
yes.
long, and I do.
Like, I do, too.
I just sit in my room talking all day.
Okay.
It's amazing.
People about to walk in here. I think I see people.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. No, but I'm the same way. I can entertain myself a whole bunch. And so because of that, like, yeah, I talk a lot. It's true. I like the way she is leaning against him. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We're just trying to both get into the frame for you so you can see both of our lovely faces. So, you know, this is going way too fast, though. We have, like, 9 minutes left, and I still have to read a cute, adorable dating story of how couples meet because I meet so many people in L.A. who are like, it's not possible to meet an amazing person. I'm like, I have 100 stories from people who have told me how they met in L.A., the love of their life, or their husband, or their wife, or their boyfriend, girlfriend, and I'm going to read you a story about how they met. And some of them are hilarious and a little bit X-rated.
We're going to hear that now?
In a second.
Okay.
So the last thing, I actually, somebody who writes for a newspaper in New York asked my opinion about paying on a date. So they were like, okay, Erin, dating advice girl, how do you feel about guys who don't pay on early dates in heterosexual relationship situations? And so I said, can you meet girls? Somebody says never pay. Are you a guy or a girl who says never pay?
Never
tell
pay.
Me. How much do we get? Okay, so my thing, I answered the question. This article, you will be able to find it on my website. It was for salon.com. And there are a whole bunch of dating experts that gave their 2 cents. My 2 cents was, if a guy ever wants to get laid, and if a guy wants to put his best foot forward on early dates, he will at least be prepared to pay for the entire date for the first, like, 3-4 dates. That was my personal opinion. And some people were like, what, 3 or 4 dates? And what if she asks me out? I'm like, well, here's the deal, guys. Here's the deal. The deal is that, again, you want to do everything to make it so that you're winning. So if that means you have to spend a little cash, then go for it. Doesn't mean you have to spend $100 per date. It just means that if you go for ice cream, it's what, like $15, $10? Pay for all of it. Don't make her, don't like expect her to pay, especially if you ask her out. Oh my God, I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Okay, great, because I got a lot. I got a lot, and here it is. And this is all gold. I want you all to write this down. This is all absolutely gold, what I'm about to say. Okay, it goes both ways.
Yes, yes, tell us.
Like, here's what I like. I like this move. Like, if I take a girl out on a date, especially mm-hmm. first date, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing and prepared to pay for the date because it's more often than not what girls expect, especially if they're old-fashioned, quote, right?
Yes.
I like the gesture that they reach into their purse and grab their card.
Yes.
Even if it's phony.
Yes.
Even if it's phony, do it.
The effort. Yes,
right?
The effort.
And then also be prepared for me to let you. Because I might be like, okay, you know what? You got this one.
See,
I'll get the next one.
You know what? Okay, this is great. So, like, if we were on a date right now, and I reach into my bag, and you're like, oh, no. I got, or you're like, oh, that's a nice gesture, and then you let me pay anyway, I immediately will friend zone you.
Okay.
Because for me, it's like,
see ya,
he sees, no, I know, right? No, and that's the thing. We just wouldn't date. And that's just, well, what happened, right? Slap her up if she tries to. And let me just tell you something about that. Because this is the thing. There's no two relationships that are the same, and not everyone's looking for the same kind of relationship. There are very much dudes, especially in L.A. and beyond, who like a dominant woman. Now, that's a whole other show and conversation, but meaning some guys like a girl who's a little more alpha.
Suckers.
No!
Okay, here's the real deal, okay? I pay for dinner.
Yes.
Fine. We're
yes.
going out to get drinks or coffee afterwards.
Yes.
She pays.
Yes.
And if she doesn't, that's it. Like, that. Like you should at
Wait,
least
what?
Offer... She should offer to pay for coffee.
I like
Come
that.
On,
I like
right?
that.
That's
offer.
Fair.
What if,
that's fair.
What if she offers? Are you going to say, no, that's cool, I got it, I'm going to pay for both of us?
Yeah, if she doesn't offer, sure, I'll pick up the tab. But
okay.
I also have to, like, gauge her if she feels like it's expected. Nobody
yes, entitlement.
Wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants entitlement. Yes. I want an alpha woman like Malice.
Take turns. I agree with that. Take turns. And somebody else said if it feels like she just wants a free meal, then that's bad too. But that goes back to what he just said about entitlement. And like ladies, I'm going to speak to the ladies real quick. Ladies, be appreciative. Like there's some really, really amazing guys in LA and beyond. And some of these guys are really like frustrated because they're like, yeah, I don't mind picking up the tab or taking a girl out to a nice place, but I don't want to feel like she feels like I have to do it.
Right.
Or like, oh, well, I'm amazing, so of course this guy should just lavish like stuff on me all the time. No, ladies, like, please and thank you, and making a gesture, you know, a nice gesture of like, oh, like reaching in your purse, or I'll leave a tip, or I'll pay valet. That
something
kind of stuff is amazing.
Goes a long way. And also, it takes the pressure off the expectation. Don't let there be, somebody earlier commented, they said, if I pay for dinner, I should at least get a handy. It's like, no, guys, because then it's like, then sex has become this weird barter system.
Exactly.
I don't want that, and you don't want
that. No, you don't want that.
If you don't want to do it, then I don't want you to do it.
Exactly. Ew. Like a what's the word? Charity.
Charity. Yeah, I don't need any pity pussy. That's what I call it.
No, it's true. No, it's true though. Nobody wants that. You want someone to actively be a yes to you, right? If I'll leave a tip if you know what I mean. Oh my God. What is your profile on here? So mine is at Dating Advice GRL. Can you see? At Dating Advice GRL, and my website is The Dating Advice Girl. And yours is Maddox Rules. You should have written it down.
Yeah, I
Maddox,
know.
You know, you're already following him.
Look
you
it up or
know.
Down. I don't, whatever.
M-A-D-D-O-X Rules. R-U-L-E-S.
Rules. Like a ruler with an R, with an S instead of an R.
I love it.
You can find it on Maddox.
Exactly.
That's right.
They know. They totally know. I should have just said that. You know. Thanks for helping us out there. It's better before dinner than you know.
Okay, so there you go. My take about dating with Maddox, the host of The Biggest Problem in the Universe. There you go. Okay, so before we do a quick commercial break, I want to read one of my stories here that I got from singles like yourselves. This is a really great story. Actually, you know, maybe we'll take a break. No, we won't. We're going to power through this. So here we go. This is a really, really great, one of the great stories I've gotten. If you do have an amazing dating story of how you met your husband, wife, partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, whatever, email me at info@thedatingadvicegirl.com. So info@thedatingadvicegirl.com. And I will read your story anonymously on the show. And your story will give other single people hope that you can find somebody out there, but it's not hopeless, that you can actually meet somebody in Los Angeles, in New York City, in Chicago, in, you know, small town Idaho, wherever you are. It's not impossible, though we make it seem like it is right now because of just everything, all the dating stories in the news and stuff. So it's not hopeless. Here is a really cute dating story. Here we go. I met my honey when I was waiting for a train on the street to go to ballet class. He was walking up the street coming back from surfing. We exchanged a quick hello, but then randomly ran into each other at 5 different spots in 1 week. On the 5th run, we decided to listen to the universe and exchange numbers. Haha, she says. What's even more mind-boggling is that we actually live 4 blocks away from each other. It's been so magical ever since. The key was neither of us was on our phones at the time when we ran into each other. Chance meetings do happen. How cute is that? First of all, I love the fact that they didn't meet virtually. I am a fan of Tinder. I am a fan of, you know, OkCupid and Match and all these digital dating arenas. But I think it's really cute that this girl met her boyfriend on the street randomly. They ran into each other several times and they exchanged numbers. And she's right, because if they were on their phones while they're crossing the street or waiting for the train or whatever, they totally wouldn't have met each other. He might have said something to her. She wouldn't pay any attention to him though, because she'd be on her phone, whatever. So you guys, be on your phones. I'm on my phone all the time, but you know, it might be a good idea to look up from your phone every so often, because you never know who might be trying to give you the eye, or you know, spit you some classy cute game, or you know, try to like take you for coffee or a drink or something, or dinner. You never know, so it's important to pay attention to those things and be aware. So that, there you go. Okay, all right, you guys, so we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're gonna wrap up the show. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be right back.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, You'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
All right, you guys, so we're wrapping up the show. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I am the Dating Advice Girl here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. I'll see you next time. So